Mirror and Harper Audio present Never Coming Home by Hannah Mary McKinnon, performed by Alex Windham. To Becky, through thick and thin. If you want some lies to be believed, wrap them up in truths. Danish proverb. Sunday. 1. The steady noise from the antique French carriage clock on the mantelpiece had somehow amplified itself. A rhythmic tick-tick, tick-tick, which usually went unnoticed. After I'd been sitting in the same position and holding my ailing mother-in-law's hand for almost an hour, the incessant clicking had long wormed its way deep into my brain, where it grated on my nerves, stirring up fantasies of hammers, bent copper coils, and shattered glass. Nora looked considerably worse than when I'd visited her earlier this week. She was propped up in bed, surrounded by a multitude of pillows. She'd lost more weight, something her pre-illness slender physique couldn't afford. Her bones jutted out like rocks on a cliff, turning a kiss on the cheek into an extreme sport in which you might lose an eye. The ghostly hue on her face resembled the kids who come dressed up as ghouls for Halloween a few days ago, emphasizing the dark circles that had transformed her eyes into mini sinkholes. It wasn't clear how much time she had left. I was no medical professional, but we could all tell it wouldn't be long. When she'd shared her doctor's diagnosis with me barely 3 weeks ago, they'd estimated around 2 months, but at the rate of Nora's decline, it wouldn't have come as a surprise if it turned out to be a matter of days. Ovarian cancer. As a 32-year-old Englishman who wasn't yet half Nora's age, I'd had no idea it was dubbed the silent killer, but now understood why. Despite the considerable wealth and social notoriety Nora enjoyed in the upscale and picturesque town of Chelmsford on the outskirts of Boston, by the time she'd seen someone because of a bad back and they'd worked out what was going on, her vital organs were under siege. The disease was a formidable opponent, the stealthiest of snipers, destroying her from the inside out before she had any indication something was wrong. A shame, truly. Because Nora was the only one in the Ward family I actually liked. I wouldn't have sat here this long with my arse going numb for my father-in-law's benefit, that's for sure. Given half the chance, I'd have smothered him with a pillow while the nurse wasn't looking. But not Nora. She was kind-hearted, gentle, the type of person who quietly gave time and money to multiple causes and charities without expecting a single accolade in return. Sometimes I imagine my mother would have been like Nora, had she survived, and fleetingly wondered what might have become of me if she hadn't died so young, if I'd have grown up to be a good person. I gradually pulled my hand away from Nora's and reached for my phone, decided on playing a game or two of backgammon until she woke up. The app had thrashed me the last 3 rounds, and I was due. But Nora's fingers twitched before I made my first move. I studied her brow, which seemed furrowed in pain even as she slept. Not for the first time, I hoped the Grim Reaper would stake his or her claim sooner rather than later. If I were Death, I'd be swift, efficient, and merciful, not prescribe a drawn-out, painful process during which body, mind, or both wasted away. People shouldn't be made to suffer as they died. Not all of them, anyway.
Lucas.
I jumped as Diane, Nora's nurse and my neighbor, put a hand on my shoulder. She'd only left the room for a couple of minutes, but always wore those soft-soled shoes when she worked, which meant I never heard her coming until she was next to me. Kind of sneaky, when I thought about it, and I decided I wouldn't sit with my back to the door again. As she walked past, the air filled with the distinctive medicinal scent of hand sanitizer and antiseptic. I hated that smell. Too many bad memories I couldn't shake. Diane set a glass of water on the bedside table, checked Nora's vitals, and turned around. Hands on hips, she peered down at me from her 6-foot frame, her tight dark curls bouncing alongside her jawbone like a set of tiny corkscrews.
You can go home.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?